Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Just hit my buzzer. I have a buzzer where guests can buzz me and say, shut up, Bill. I want to talk. So Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, senior columnist. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I think I'm doing better than you, you are with all of this, but that wouldn't be hard. No, I get the passion. I get the passion people have and all that. That's good. You know, what's worse than that? It's worse than passion and disappointment is you don't care. That's worse. If you're a franchise owner or a head coach or a player, if they don't care, that's the worst thing you could possibly get. The fact that people care about the Detroit Lions, the fact that they're mad or disappointed or upset or whatever it is, that's a good thing. Now, it's not as good as being deliriously happy that you're, you know, shopping for Super Bowl tickets in the middle of October, but it's something, and that's what it is right now.
Yeah, I was ready to go shopping for Super Bowl tickets back in August and October, but it didn't happen. And the emotion, Michael, of Dan Campbell, even though they're 0-5 and they lost a tough one, and we'll get to the game in a moment, but you know, the audio from his presser afterwards, no Lions coach or player, and I'm saying this, through all the tough losses, years, ups and downs, years we thought this was going to be it and they didn't do it, the tough loss at Dallas, any of this, all right, any of this that I've watched my entire life as a Lions fan, I'd never heard a player or coach in a presser come from the heart like Campbell did yesterday.
Well, I have to go back and think about a lot of things because there's been an awful lot of big games like that are bigger than the one yesterday. Look, a loss at 0-5, it's terrible, especially the way they lost and how invested that team was in trying to win a game. But it doesn't compare to the missed field goal in 1983, preceded by 5 pass interceptions, by the way. Gary Danielson, that seemed to get forgotten conveniently. You know, 1993, the playoff loss to the Packers, things like that. There's a lot of things.
Rodney Pete, don't forget about Rodney Pete and all the interceptions in Philly.
That was Scott Mitchell.
Was that Mitchell with all the interceptions?
Yes, it was. Yes. Matter of fact, Rodney Pete was with the Eagles that day.
He was on the other side. That was it. I knew Pete. I'm trying to remember. And I'm not saying it was a big loss yesterday. I'm talking about Campbell's emotion in that press conference.
Of course.
It is different than anything I've ever seen from the Lions, Michael. It is.
There's a lot at stake. And what's at stake to him, obviously, obviously winning and losing, that's number one. What's at stake to him is his players and what they're going through and what he wants them to become. Look, he's not blind to what kind of talent he has. He said before the start of the season, we have a very narrow margin. We have to be almost perfect to win. So you know what he did? Didn't complain. He goes out and tries to get the players he's got to be as close to perfect as they can be. And at some points yesterday, they were. At some points, they weren't. But he's repeated this, I think, maybe 3 straight weeks, but I know 2 for sure. You can't keep fumbling the ball away in the opponent's territory and win games the way the Detroit Lions are built right now. Look, they're playing with everybody else's 4th and 5th wide receiver. Those are their starters. That's the way it is. And they're getting something out of it. Amon-Ra St. Brown, what do you have, 9 targets, 8 catches yesterday? This is his fifth game in the National Football League. He's out there being the go-to guy. And he's got a future in the National Football League. It's not going to be, you know, a superstar or anything like that. It'll probably pay 10, 12 years in the league and be a good player. He's not going to carry a team, but they're getting something out of him. They're getting something until he got hurt. Quintez Cephas, 5th or 6th round draft pick. So, you know, he's probably a good number two, number three receiver. Until he got hurt yesterday, they're getting a lot of good play out of him. It's the way it is. That's what they're playing with.
His name is Michael Harris, senior columnist, DetroitLions.com. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime sponsor of your Detroit Lions. Yeah, I get the emotion. I understand the effort that they're not your typical 0-5 team. And even a lot of national media last night and today all talking about that they're not like the Jets. They're not like the Jaguars. They're a team that is fighting until the end. I get that. So now the question is, when you look at your schedule, you could be 2-3. Reality is you're 0-5, and here are the Bengals on Sunday. You talk about a team flipping the script in a hurry. They get Burrow. They get a guy like Chase, who's as good as any rookie, I think, five games in the NFL. And you're the Lions. How do you find that first W?
Well, I don't think the Bengals are the best 3-2 team in the history of the National Football League. They've had a couple of walkover wins. When you play the Jaguars, I think that has a chance to help your one loss record. And I think, I don't know, I'm not sure, haven't done all the matchups and all that, but I think the Lions have a shot at this game. It looks like they might get Taylor Decker back. That was one of the things that Campbell said at his Monday presser about an hour and a half ago. And if he does, they'll put him at left tackle and Penny Sewell back at right tackle, where he belongs for now. And then they'll get a couple other guys back and be able to make a run, but they're not going to be able to get their receivers back, that's for sure. And they're going down faster than they're getting replacements.
So what would you take from the game, and now as you look at five games and an 0-5, and you look at this team, what do you really like about the Lions, Michael? What could change in season, and what are things that can't be repaired until you get to the offseason?
You can't upgrade the roster on waiver claims. You really can't. And the trades and all that, the trades you make now are for players that some team doesn't want because he's making too much money with not enough production. So if you trade for that guy, then you're just hoping, you know, he wants to play for you more than he wanted to play for the team he just left. And remember the Snacks Harrison they got 3 years ago? Played 8 good games for the Lions, got a good contract, and that was it. Never heard from him again in terms of being a player. What I think, I've liked the defense. I really have. I like some of the stuff they've done. I think they're starting to get better, slowly getting better. Still got a hole in the secondary. It's really tough back there on them right now, and I don't see that getting a heck of a lot better individually with those players the rest of this season, but they have gotten better, and give them credit for that. Look, the injury to Jeff Okuda hurt them as much as the players and the fans and some of the media don't like Okuda. He really is a good athlete with a chance to develop. He's getting no development of this year at all because he was hurt halfway through the first game. I like the offensive line if it ever gets together. They haven't played one snap together yet this year. I think just as it is right now, with the patched parts and all that, I think it's a good unit. But I think it can be a lot better if they start getting their guys back. But you know, like I said, they didn't have Ragnow, and he saw his absence late in the game. The Vikings just manhandled the interior on 3 or 4 plays there, and really, the Lions really did a fine job countering it. You know, to take the lead. That was some pretty amazing stuff. But what do I like? I just like the way they play. I like the way they play hard. I don't think, you know, they're like a golfer. They don't look at the scoreboard. You know, when you get down at 18, look up and see if you won. I think I like that. I like the way they play.
We like the way Michael Hara plays when he joins us as the quarterback of the DetroitLions.com team. He's checking in on the Meyer guest line. Michael, always appreciate your comments. We'll connect soon.
Okay, sounds cool. Take care.
All right, Michael Hara.